Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 1st. If I was Superman, maybe it's a guy thing, but more than once in my life, I've entertained the fantasy of being able to enforce truth, justice, and the Russellian way in the world. I'd take out the bad guys with a flourish and free the oppressed masses. I'd institute laws and build an administration of governing power that would be the ultimate in fairness, purity, innocence, and selflessness. Utopia! Right. Would my list of bad guys line up with yours? Would I know who they all were? Am I all-knowing, able to plumb the depths of each person's soul? Do I have the power to accomplish anything I find that I need or want to do? Can I save myself from the calamities barreling down on the masses of humanity? Think of Hurricane Katrina or the Indonesian earthquake years ago. Of course not. On all counts. Even though Job never sinned by uttering falsehoods about God like Job's three friends had done, see chapter 42, verses 7 to 9, God rebuked Job for questioning his justice. Why? If a person is to question the justice of the judge of the whole earth, he must be at least equal to God in knowledge, holiness, wisdom, power, authority, creativity, and mercy, in order to do what God can do and has the right to do. For mortal, frail, weak creatures, to be equal to the one who created them is a logical impossibility. So next time we're tempted to question God's justice, even in the face of unfairness, disaster, injustice, or just plain evil, we don't need to look far for examples. Do this. First, let God be responsible for justice. He does a really good job. Second, step back from the brink of judging whole groups of people or regions as more deserving of God's wrath. Three, realize that if justice were the only truth in operation, we would all be like Sodom and Gomorrah. In other words, totally destroyed by miraculous wrath. But God is merciful. Don't invite God's wrath on another. It might wind up on you. And last, let God be God. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.